It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio as we pray together for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we're going to be praying today. We have Dr. David Remedios on with us today, who is a medical doctor and surgeon, studied under the famous heart transplant surgeon, Dr. Michael DeBakey. And Dr. Remedios is also a pastor in Louisiana, and he's going to be praying today for the church. We're praying for the church today. We're praying for the condition of our nation after Super Bowl Sunday. We know there's been a lot of things that have gone on over the weekend that I'm sure that has not been very pleasing to God. I'm not talking about the football game. I'm talking about activities here in this nation. We are a nation, and we are in trouble. And so I want us to pray, and the hope of the nation is the church, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're not just going to talk, we're going to pray. And so welcome to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I'm so thankful that you're praying with me, because I believe that when we pray together, we are a force in the earth. And so, Father, we pray today on this Monday on BPN Radio, we pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here as we pray together, knowing, O God, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we need you today, God. We desperately need you. And we know that the hope of a nation, the hope of this nation, is the church. We ask, God, that you bless this broadcast. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you minister today. In the name of Jesus, that you come, Holy Ghost, and anoint. I thank you for the people that are listening and praying with me here each day on BPN Radio. And Father God, it's not just something that we need to do or thinking about to do. Lord, you know that you spoke to me several months ago when I was in prayer, while I was praying, and said, go on internet radio 24 hours a day. And I knew in the realm of the natural, Lord, that was not possible for me to broadcast 24 hours a day, but you provided a way. You provided a man in England who is producing this broadcast, Michael Sean Bourne, and you provided a lady in Moldova, the Republic of Moldova, near Russia, Romania, to be able to put this broadcast on, edit it, make sure that it operated effectively and efficiently. Lord, you provided finances. Put it on people's heart to help me buy the equipment to put in the radio station. And Lord, I know sometimes I can spend 2 or 3 hours just putting on this 1 hour broadcast, but I know that you're helping me. I know that it has limited my travel schedule. I know that every day I have a broadcast when I go out of town that I have to work in preparation for that. But Lord, all of it is in response to your voice. And I thank you for the opportunity. It's not a burden. It's a privilege to be able to lead prayer on BPN Radio. So we just pray right now in Jesus' name, the will of God be done. I want to welcome you here as we come into the presence of God by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. This is a prayer broadcast. It's not a preaching broadcast or teaching broadcast. It is a prayer broadcast. We just don't talk about prayer. We just don't teach on prayer. We just don't think about prayer. We pray, and that's what we're doing. And I thank you for praying with me. And I just declare in Jesus' name that before Dr. David Remedios comes to pray, that I want to pray, and I want to pray today in the Holy Ghost. And I ask right now that you do not turn me off and say, well, I don't believe in speaking in tongues, and I'm not going to be a part of that. Would you please pray with me in the Spirit? And if you do not pray in the Spirit, would you just pray with me in English? But I believe that God is baptizing people with the Holy Ghost by the millions around the world, because the Bible says that sometimes we don't know how to pray exactly as we should pray, but then we pray in the Spirit, and the Spirit makes intercession for us. And so I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost, and I trust that I won't offend you, and I know that after being in ministry 48 years now, almost 49, that a lot of people can be offended by praying in the Holy Ghost. I know there's churches, and I'm not being critical, I'm not critiquing you, but I know there's churches, full gospel churches, Pentecostal churches, charismatic churches across America that will not allow any speaking in tongues in their services. And you may say, well, you know, Dale, You're a little bit controversial, and you could lose people, listeners from your broadcast, people that might want to pray with you, but they just don't believe in speaking in tongues. But I believe, I'm not ashamed of praying in the Holy Ghost. And it's not a matter of me just sitting here praying in the Holy Ghost and you listening. I'm calling those of you that have the gift of speaking in tongues. You have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you to pray in tongues with me, because our nation is in trouble. And the economy, as I prophesied, is beginning to take a dip. I prophesied it would happen last year, that at the first part of this year, the economy would take a dip and we would have layoffs. And, you know, we have plummeting oil prices right now. Good news for those at the gas pump, but bad news for the oil industry, particularly here in the state of Texas. In the state of Texas alone, just in the past few weeks, 140,000 jobs have been lost in Texas. Companies cutting back, and 92 million Americans not working, and more people becoming dependent on the government. This is a wake-up call to the nation, and I want us to pray in the Spirit today. I want us to pray right now in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And I want us to ask God to come and heal our nation, come and heal our land, awaken the church. Would you pray with me? Cerebre iramato, mesebre masoto riishebekatai. Maronde de ki terabasorebre andai, nabro samate shebeki, ecobronde. Ne bri senemendi, labranda de bakur, rebeki. Masoto ribre kamata labro ushikabatie. Nasondo ri manda rabo ute in Jesus' name, sakobrete. Holy Ghost, pour your power out. Pour your spirit out upon America. Kibrot upon the church. Boshamatori kamatara brandi mandrebriatarabasaraba uremendi shikarabator bekete beshiki mandori sike brando manda erebra usakabote shikete misikibetia shikatarabrotere bekete mandrebriatarabasarabrotereba shikarabakate. God, awaken the church. I know that we can pray for America. We are praying for America, revival in America, and other spiritual awakening. But the hope of this nation rests solely upon the shoulders of the church. May we not play church. May we be awakened. Oh God, may the sleeping giant awaken in Jesus' name. May we awaken and call upon the name of the Lord. May we not slumber or sleep. May we awaken, O God, in Jesus' name. May we not be a church that with broken cisterns, as Dr. Billy Graham prayed, but may we be one that holds water. And I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit in this nation. I pray that you would fill up the church. We would forget about the clock, and we would turn to you with all of our hearts. Oh God, I intercede today for the church. I pray for the church in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. What if his people prayed? The key to this nation, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the economy. It is not the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Tea Party, the Green Party, or any other party. In Jesus' name, it is the power of the gospel. It is the power of the cross and the call to pray to the church is upon us for pastors and leaders to gather themselves and to pray and to seek the face of God. In Jesus' name, what if his people prayed? What if his people prayed and sought the face of God? And if we pray, we're going to see revival. We're going to sing, and then Dr. David Remedios is going to be on to say a prayer for the church.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church for heaven's sake finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed?
It's a delight to have here on BPN Radio on this Monday one of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, and he's a surgeon, a graduate of the New York University School of Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine, University of South Florida School of Medicine, and Dr. David Remedios and his wife Yvonne live in Alexandria, Louisiana, and pastor Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana, Dr. David Remedios, Pastor David Remedios. It's good to have. It's great to have you on today with me, and we're going to talk about what God is doing in this nation, because I know that many people have a lot of question marks about America, the future of America, and what is in your spirit today about our nation.
Well, Brother Dale, I just sense in my heart that things are beginning, have been turning, and they're going to continue to turn. And obviously, there are days ahead for our nation, and for that matter, for the entire world, that and that are going to be challenging days. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom sort of preacher, but all we need to do is read the back of the book, and it's very obvious about what's going to happen, the signs of the end of times. There will be wars, pestilence, plagues. There's going to be all kinds of things. So what happens that what is going on, I believe, in our nation in particular, that there's been an amazing period of grace and that God has graced us as a nation, and that times may not be as easier as they were in the past. But I believe that there is a church out there of true believers that are going to rise. The church is going to have to rise up and be the church that Jesus empowered it to be. We are going to, the Church of Jesus Christ walks with the attributes of Jesus, meaning signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus said that of all the miracles he did, that we would do greater things than he did. And I'm not sure, Brother Dale, but I think that we're not there yet, but the times are going to call for us to be able to walk in extraordinary signs, wonders, and miracles. And the purpose of all these things is not to grow our ministries, but it will be to bring souls into the kingdom of God. We cannot motivate the devil out of someone. We cannot motivate a terrorist to change their ways. But the only thing that will get the job done is going to be the power of God flowing through clean vessels that are submitted to the authority of Christ Jesus, who are just walking in the reality of the Word, not just head knowledge, not just regurgitating the Word, but actually submitting and obeying the Word of God. There's a lot of, you know, and I say this with a tear in my eye, but it's time for the church in general to wake up and to really understand the actual authority that we have made available to us. Well, we cannot access that authority unless we humble ourselves individually. It begins at the individual levels. It begins with the heads of the homes, the fathers and mothers of the house, beginning to bring God back into their homes, into their bedrooms, into their living rooms, into their dining rooms. That's where it all begins. It's going to begin with individual repentance, a turning back to the foundations. And I believe that's where we are. We have so much of the Word as a nation. I mean, we have got the best teachers and preachers, and we're not lacking for knowledge. I think what we're lacking, and we're not lacking for knowledge and information. Well, I sense in my heart what we're lacking is actually doing the Word, actually obeying the Word.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any way. I want to challenge, I want to encourage people under the sound of my voice to ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will lead you to all truth, and you will ask and he will tell you. He will tell you, and he will show you and guide you to the truth. So there are perilous days ahead. I believe I don't know what all the economy is going to do, but we know where our source is. And we need to understand those things and begin to exercise our faith. And so that's what I see. It's getting back to the reality of who Christ Jesus is, getting back to the foundations of the principles of the Word of God, and to live by faith, not by sight. We can no longer, so many of us have strived for security, and that's not a bad thing in and of itself, but days are coming where our only security is going to come from Christ, from our relationship with Jesus.
Well, I believe that, and I believe that the church, I believe that we are the hope of the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Bible, the Word of God says Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
So that's, having said that, we hold the answer. The church holds the answer. But in order for us to have the answer for the unbelievers, we ourselves must discover the answer in Christ for ourselves first.
Yeah.
We cannot lead people to a place where we haven't been.
Yeah.
So it's that challenge, that encouragement to stand in the pathways and just ask for the old ways. It's not talking about religion. We're not talking about traditions of man, but I'm talking about this powerful passion for Christ, for God, to be passionate for the things that makes God is passionate about. You know, I've often said that God is more interested in our character than our comfort. And some things have got to be crucified. The Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, yet it is not I that lives, but Christ who lives in me. He who wants to follow after me, yeah, let him deny himself. Let him pick up his cross and follow me. That doesn't sound very motivational, but Jesus made full disclosure. There was no small print. I don't see any small print,
right,
or a little disclaimer at the end of the Bible. As a matter of fact, most of the editions of the Bible have what Jesus said in bold red letters. So they're out there. If you're not willing to pick up your cross, you're not willing to deny yourself, you're not worthy of being my disciple. So what does that mean? What does that look like? It would look like that statement would look differently to many of us. Maybe we need to become more Christ-centered. Maybe we need to make Jesus really the priority in our life, not just render lip service to it, but begin to live like it. Let our wallet reflect that he is. You know, let our decisions, financial decisions, our relationship decisions. What does denying ourselves mean? It means that when we deny ourselves, then the desires and the will of Christ becomes foremost in our lives, and then we become obedient. You know, Jesus says, I will no longer call you servants because a servant does not know what a master does, but I'll call you friends because I'm letting you in. I'm letting you, not paraphrasing, I'm letting you know what the Father, you know, he's telling me. But this is where most people trip, because today their definition of friend in our society is such a shallow terminology.
Yeah.
There's a lack of honor, respect, and commitment. But Christ, well, Jesus says, you are my friends if you obey my commandments. So
yeah,
his friendship is conditional on our submitting to his authority, to his will, to obedience. And this is not his commandments. They're not grievous. His commandments are life. They're joy. They're strength. You want to live a truly wonderful, amazing life in Christ Jesus. Follow the commandments. Trust him with all of your heart. Obey him radically. You know, the way to combat, you know, radical sin is radical obedience. Let's just see God. Either God is who he says he is or he isn't.
Yeah.
You know, he said it or he didn't say it. There is no in between. We cannot keep apologizing and doing, you know, the signs, wonders, and miracles as historical things or things that happened in the past. They are miracles that are designated for today. This generation, this world, the United States of America, people are desperate. There are people committing suicide nowadays. And Christ really is the answer. But we must have Christ as the answer for our lives, individuals, as believers. So, guys, waking up the church, the body of Christ must wake up from the slumber, from the sleep. I'm saying this in a very encouraging manner. Let us arise and be the reflection of Christ. When they look at us, let them see Christ in us. Let us be carriers of the presence of Jesus. This, we are the hope for this nation. We're the hope of the nations of the world because of Christ in us, because we carry the hope in us, the original, the giver of hope. Many of them, you know, the Bible says many are going to run to you that you have never even met. I'm paraphrasing, because of the Lord your God, because of the Lord your God, the God of Israel that is with you. So they're going to run to us. They're going to come to us for the answers. They're going to come for solutions. You know, I'm finding that more and more people have had all their comforts of life, and when they got and they attained, they got to the top of that mythical ladder, they found out that they're very alone. And they are very, very empty. They found out that the things that they betrayed others for, the things that they stepped on the heads of others to attain, I'm talking both about in the world financially and even spiritually, that sometimes we forfeit things because we're trying to get someplace. But when we get to the top of this mythical ladder, there's not much up there. Success, true success, is not getting to the top of a ladder, but standing at the bottom of it, pushing others up. And encouraging and being, you know, the greatest in the kingdom shall be the servant of all. And I believe that we need to be more like our Lord Jesus. He didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. So I just sense in my heart that there's a radical paradigm shift coming to the body of Christ, because people are going to come in droves. They're going to come in droves, but they're going to come in droves, and they see Christ in us, the hope of glory. People are not impressed by our successes, by our possessions. They are impressed by the peace of God under duress, the peace of God, the supernatural power of God that we carry ourselves with in the midst of despair, in the midst of problems, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of crisis. We are the answer. We carry Christ in us. We carry the same Jesus that looked at the storm. And just when the disciples woke him up, and the first thing he told the disciples, basically, you know, in other words, he was fussing at him, "Why did you wake me up?" Because Jesus, we need to understand that no matter what comes, whether it's good times, bad times, or anything in between, that as long as Christ is in our boat, we're going to go to the other side. We're going to make it. We're going to be, you are going to be okay. There's a pastor under the sound of my voice. You're ready to hand in your gloves. You're ready to throw in the towel. But God says to you, sir, it's something, your name is like a Jeremiah. I don't know if you're Jeremiah spiritually, and you have wept and you have wept. But God says to you, arise, man of God. Your time has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. There is light at the end of this tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train. It is the very glory of God that is going to embrace you. Your ministry is going to light on fire again. You're going to do things you've never done. You're going to say things you never said. And they're coming, and the ministry is going to explode. And so we must not despair, but we must get ready. And we need to look. We need to look beyond the obvious. We need to look into the unseen. We need to look into the eternal. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening to me right now, the presence of Jesus is coming through the airwaves, through your computer, through the radio, because Christ himself, the presence of God, is a witness about the words that are coming. This is a prophetic word. Yeah. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are the hope of this nation. You are the hope. But we, as the church, must get out of the place of hopelessness. We must take our eyes off the government. We must take our eyes off of other things, of human beings. Our source is not people.
That's right.
Our source is God. We need to begin to walk in that thing. We must stop seeing people as objects. People are precious souls that were bought with the price of the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so when we begin to honor each other, we begin to honor God, then God can literally begin to do greater and greater things in us. But anyway, I just sense the embrace of God. I sense that the greatest time of the church is coming. I'm so excited, Brother Dale, that I'm coming out of my skin because I see multitudes. Yeah. I see multitudes. I see cities of refuge. I see places where the glory of God, it's not just one church. It's going to be regions where the glory of God is going to land. People are going to come in, and their needs are going to be met. They're going to come in because they know that they know that they're going to get their miracle, and they're going to reject the motivation and the religion because it didn't do anything for them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A nasty crisis. You cannot motivate that out. You gotta have the authority of Christ, and you gotta walk in authority, in actual obedience and submission to the Word of God and to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just sense that very, very exciting times, Brother Dale.
Well, David, why don't you pray? Just pray right now for the church.
Yes, Lord, I pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in America. Lord, a place that has sent missionaries all over the world. But now, Lord, it's a season and a time when you're going to send missionaries to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that the sleeping giant will awaken, Lord, that you will strengthen, Lord, that the intercessors that have been praying in the secret place, Lord, will arise like a mighty army, that there will be a multiplication of the intercessors, of the men and women who have refused to get their robes stained by sin and compromise. I thank you, Lord, that a radical generation is rising up who will walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. Lord God, they will walk. They will not be interested in promoting their names or their brand or their ministry, but they will be promoting you, Lord. Yes. I pray right now, Father God, that this unbridled passion for the presence of God, for the Word, and the obedience of the Word will take a hold of our church and our generation, Lord God. I pray that the platforms in America will be invaded this week, Lord God. I pray for divine encounters, kingdom appointments, yes. angelic visitations. Yes. Oh, Lord God, outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let the fires of revival begin to fall in yes. our nation. I declare that over their airwaves, wherever the sound of my voice reaches, it's not my voice, but it's the power of God, it's the word of the Lord. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I declare and I decree that starting and the beginning of a season of strength, a season of power, a yes. season of manifestation of the glory of God upon our nation. Lord, I pray that your pastors, your leaders, evangelists, prophets, and teachers will be strengthened with every spiritual strength. Yes. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that the church will arise. Lord, there will be a multiplication. There will be a catch of fish like never before. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. Father God, I just pray right now that we will get ready to receive them, Lord, and that they will see Christ, that we will teach them the purity of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray hope for those who feel discouraged right now. Lord, for those who are sick in their physical bodies, that you will bring healing yes. and strength. In Christ's name, I pray. Yes. Amen.
Pray a little bit. Pray a little bit in Spanish, David. Pray in Spanish for a little while.
Yes. Oro en este momento. La gloria de Dios, la presencia de Dios. En este momento, a través de las ondas radiales, oh Dios, declaro tu presencia, declaro tu gloria, declaro más pasión por Dios, más amor por las almas. Oh Dios, declaro un nuevo tiempo, decreto que la gloria de Dios va a invadir los púlpitos de esta nación. Declaro que los matrimonios, oh Dios, vas a hacer milagros, Señor, en los cuerpos físicos ahora mismo, por el poder de tu palabra. Declaro, Señor, sanidad como nunca antes, Señor, milagros creativos. Oh Dios, proclamo y declaro liberación en el nombre de Jesús, que Thank todo you. Lo que se opone al propósito de Dios es cortado y es cancelado en el nombre de Jesús. Declaro que condenarás toda lengua que se levante contra ti en juicio, que la Thank gloria you. De Dios te cubre, que esto a retaguardia en el nombre de Jesucristo de Nazaret. Amén.
David, thank you very much for being on today.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we sure love it you. Is an honor, brother. Blessings Dale. Upon you and your medical practice, and blessings upon you as you pastor Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. I'm going to be with you soon. You're a wonderful son. You're a wonderful man of God. And thank you for standing for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a true honor.
God
Brother
bless
Dale.
You.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For being
God
on
bless.
Again.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio on this Monday, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And thank you, Dr. David Remedios, for sharing that prayer. And I know that the hand of God is upon you and upon those that are praying. And so we are praying here on BPN Radio. If you'd like to make a donation to this ministry, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and there is a donate button, and you can use your PayPal, your credit card, your debit card, whatever, to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network. Help us. Help us pray 24 hours a day. It does not come cheap, does not come free. We have a producer, we have an engineer, and we have other people that have come on to help us. And we're so thankful and grateful for our team. But our budget definitely has gone up. So you might want to send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. The address is there. Thank you so much. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I do believe there's hope for this nation. But you must understand that we are a nation that is very distracted. I'm just not talking about the secular world. I'm talking about the church. Now, my wife Jean and I have been married for 53 years. We've been in ministry for 48 years, 49 years in June. and I've never seen the condition of the church. And I know we talk about the condition of the nation and what we see surrounding us by the news media, but I know that God has not called me to get on BPN radio and talk about all the things that are going on that surround us. It can bring great fear, trepidation, but I believe that we hear these reports for so long that we don't believe them. The Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He warned the people that destruction was coming, a flood was going to come. And the Bible said they just kept eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. And I just want to say that the Bible says it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. And what is the emphasis today? What is the emphasis on? The emphasis is on eating. Never have we had so many food channels. Now, folks, I do like to eat, so I say I like to eat. But the emphasis, the food channels are growing because the emphasis is on the next meal. Where can we go and how can we prepare another meal? We spend so much time eating and drinking. I mean, we have a church today, the church world, that has given themselves to alcohol, wine, and all kinds of drinks. We've become, in many ways, the church has become drunk. And the Bible clearly says that we're not to be drunk on wine where in its excess, but we are to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I just know the destruction that's being caused by alcohol, Christians drinking alcohol, and so much abuse as a result of Christians drinking alcohol, getting drunk, abusing their wives, their children. It's amazing what is happening. Families that are being broken because of alcohol. My wife, Jean, grew up in the home of an alcoholic. And I would go to her house and I would see the abuse taking place because of an alcoholic father that would come home and the family that would be so fearful and the chaos and the destruction, the paths of destruction were left because of alcohol. And now we just have alcohol flowing freely in the church. You say, well, are you legalistic? I'm telling you what I'm seeing. And we are a church that does not have time to pray, but we are distracted. Do you know that Netflix, I understand they have over 19,000 movies, or maybe 119,000 movies and television programs. We have a million porno sites. We have texting going on. We have games that are happening. We get sports 24 hours a day, and I do love sports, but I'm talking about the excess that is going on, and the church is being distracted, and we have taken on the complexion of the secular world, and we do not have time for God. We do not have time for prayer. We do not have time to attend church. We do not have time to read the Bible. We are a nation in trouble. And it's not the Democratic Party. It is not the Republican Party. It is not any party except too many parties that Christians are having and not giving attention, not paying attention. The Bible said that the floods came and took them all away. And we are facing, as a prophetic voice in this nation, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing difficult days, dark days in America, if we don't have revival, if we do not have a revival in the church, a revival in the home. We return prayer to the home. We return prayer to the church. It was a disaster when we took prayer out of the schools. But it was more difficult when we took prayer out of the home. And now, in many churches, we've taken prayer out of the church. They meet once a week for 1 hour. They have an invocation, a short benediction, and they go their way. God help us. You say, are you becoming critical? Ladies and gentlemen, I've invested in the church. The meetings that I've held over the years, traveling for 30 years after serving as a pastor for 18 years, I've ministered in churches. My wife and I have flown over 2 million miles with American Airlines and have driven probably millions of miles to preach in the church. I've given my life now to ministry in the church. But I see the condition of the church. I've seen it from a boy. I've seen the church. I've watched it go through different seasons. And we are in a different, difficult season, a different season ever, because of the condition of the church. We have become distracted. We've become disillusioned. We just believe that everything is just going to continue on like it is. We have forgotten the price that has been paid. And I know that we honor today men and women that have served in our nation, that have given their lives serving in the military. But I also want to salute men and women that have given their lives for the ministry, like my pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, Bob Nichols. He and his wife Joy have given 60 years of their life. My friend Wayne Myers, what is he, about 91, 92 years old? Wayne Myers is still going. He and his wife Martha have given their lives for the gospel. Manuel Hankins, my friend from a long time ago, both of us pastored our first church in Holiday, Texas. He's about 90 years old or so, given his life for the sake of the gospel. And I salute these men, Dr. Billy Graham, that we honored just the other day. So I salute these people that have preached the gospel, that have stood for righteousness and godliness and holiness. Is that a bad word, holiness? Said, I'm coming for a holy people. And the angels, they cry holy. I believe he's coming for a pure bride. My spiritual grandson Leland is going to sing about it right now. He's coming for a pure bride. Leland's going to sing, and then I'm going to pray before we go today. Would you help me pray that revival will come to the church, a pure bride? Okay, there's my spiritual grandson, Leland. Leland Mooring, mighty man of God.
When no one is watching, what are you doing?
Thank you very much, Leland. Almost interrupted you there. We pray for the church right now. We pray for people inside the church. Persecution coming to the church. War on Christianity arising, which will eventually drive the church to its knees. But right now we pray that people, before that happens, will begin to respond. And there will be a national call to prayer. A national cleansing. In Jesus' name, God is coming for a pure bride. A pure bride. And I just pray today for a cleansing of the home. That we go through our computers. We look on our computers, our iPads, our tablets, our books, our magazines, whatever it may be. You say, well, you sound like a very legalistic man. No, I believe he's coming for a pure bride. And there needs to be a cleansing in our home and a cleansing of the church. And Jesus said, my house should be a house of prayer. But there was a cleansing. There was a cleansing time before that happened. He went through the temple, went through the church, and overturned the tables of the money changers, those that were seeking profit. We have so many people in the ministry today that if you listen to them, you watch them, and most of their program is just talking about money. And you say, well, you're on kind of a high horse today. Ladies and gentlemen, as a prophetic voice in this nation, I see the dangers coming upon our land, and it's the church. The pastors that have become silent in the pulpit, and they won't say anything because they're afraid of the faces of the people. But God said to the prophet, don't look upon their faces. We need to declare the word. We need to preach the word. That was the charge that the apostle Paul gave to Timothy. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering, because the time will come that they won't endure sound doctrine. And here we are now. We have come to that point in history and that point in time that so many Christians will not endure sound doctrine. They will get up and walk away. A pastor friend of mine in California said that he tried to bring some correction, some boundaries, some guidelines for his leadership, the way that they should live, things that they should and should not do. And several of his key men got up and walked out of the meeting, left the church, and never came back. What happened to the income of the church? It dipped severely. But, you know, God will provide. So I pray in Jesus' name for the church today. Lord, without trying to be negative, I intercede in the name of Jesus for the church, for the pastors, that they will tell the truth, that they will present to the people the difference between holy and unholy, godly and ungodly, that there will be a purification in the church, and there would be a cleansing of the church, and there would be a church that would be ready for the return of the Lord, and that pastors will not be afraid to talk about the coming of the Lord. In Jesus' name, they would take a stance and declare that Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon, and he's coming for a pure bride. Lord, I pray for a pure bride. I pray for the church. I pray for revival. I pray that the church would would go through a period of repentance, and the church would go through a period of cleansing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need your help. We desperately need you. And we pray, oh God, for the church. I pray, Lord, that the church would be called to seasons of prayer and seeking your face, and there would be repentance and cleansing, intercession going on for their church and for their city. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. God, we need your help. We need your help now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me today on this Monday. And I know it may have been kind of a heavy prayer service, but you must understand the desperation that I have in my heart for the church to awaken, because I believe there's a third spiritual awakening coming to America. I believe it's going to happen. I believe the greatest days of the church are yet to come, but it will only happen through prayer. Thank you for praying with me today. I'm so thankful and so grateful to have you interceding with me on behalf of this nation. I speak a blessing upon you, your work, your family, your city, your business, all that you put your hand to do, in Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to be back tomorrow at the same time. I trust you'll be with me tomorrow at the same time. Actually, anytime, 24 hours a day. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.